This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, you are here on the Brekkie Bears. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, here with Big Bear Mark. And we have been joined by a special guest this morning.
We have. I'm feeling quite continental now.
Quite continental?
Yes, quite it's all about France.
So we've joined the studio by Jacqueline Mifsud. Say your name, Mifsud.
You can say it like that, Mifsud. It's Maltese, so it's a little bit tricky. Yeah. It's not Miss Fudd. I'm married to Elmer Fudd. He's a
not
great
Miss
man.
Fudd.
But
no.
Not my husband. No, but bonjour.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
Welcome. So
yeah,
now,
exactly.
That's what you said. Oh, great, I guess.
Now,
you're here because you're doing a fabulous show this week.
I am. I'm starting tonight. I'm doing a show called The Anglophone and Other Offensive Instruments. It's about my experience of living in Paris. I lived in Paris for 4 years from, just drop that in there, sorry, from 2009 to 2012.
Yep.
And my experience of trying to learn French, and I thought that everyone would be impressed because I learned French in high school, and I got there and no one would speak to me in French. They all wanted to speak English and practice English with the Anglophone, the native English speaker.
Right. Oh.
And it's kind of about that, yeah.
Because I thought my perception of French people, especially Parisians, is that they hate speaking English and they all want to speak French all the time. And they have this real thing. Because I've visited Paris a number of times. I love Paris. It's my top city in the world. And but I've never learnt to speak French. But yeah, I thought it would be the other way around.
Well, exactly. The thing is, what Parisians hate more than English is bad French. Mm. So if you don't speak fluent, if you're not 100%, I was going to say 1,000%, just to really embellish a bit, it's they can't hear it. Like, you're grating their ears. They're kind of like, oh, c'est quoi ce truc? And they just don't appreciate it. And now, thanks to globalization and, like, kids in school are taught, if you want to make it in this world, you have to speak English, they are more than happy to go out there and try and practice with an actual English speaker.
Yeah, so I'd rather you speak good English than bad French, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they speak English at you. I give like a lot of my little lost in translation sort of anecdotes in the show. Where they would come up after a few, they would ignore me, then after a few drinks they'd come up and just sort of say like, hello, and really inappropriate things they've heard from, like, you know, their favourite movies or song lyrics, usually rap tunes, and I'm like, that's not an appropriate greeting.
They come and it's like, I want to smack you. I don't want to. Like, no.
Well, that happened, but that's a story for another time.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
They're all like big booty bitches and stuff like that. It's not relevant, yeah. Cool. Now, you did a show last year at The Fringe as well, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm a one-trick pony, kind of. I did a tour of Paris in Melbourne.
Yes.
Because I was actually a tour guide. I had an English-speaking job because that's all you can get there.
Yeah.
I sat at the Art Centre, and that was my Tour Eiffel, my Eiffel Tower. And I walked down to the Louvre, the National Gallery, then crossed the Champs-Élysées, the St. Kilda Road. I did an hour and a half walking tour around the city of Melbourne.
Nice.
So that was really good, and I got some really great reviews, and because I know what I'm like. I have no perception of things, and I got some really great feedback. I'm like, let's do something else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But this time you're actually confined in a theatre, like, or in the Pufferfish room
at the Taxi Cat,
which is a great venue. But yes, how are you feeling about being a more confined this time?
I like it. I like restraint.
No. They're on the right show.
Is this thing on? Anyway, clearly it is. I love the Tuxedo Cat. It's this wonderful venue. It's a converted warehouse, so it's not intimidating. I'd be more intimidated if it was in, like, you know, this fancy opera hall or something. And it's also, it's fold-out seats. It's kind of, you know, kind of grungy, and it's a really happy atmosphere. It's a great arts hub. Everyone that's in there, it's just the Melbourne Fringe Festival, it's such a great crowd. They're very encouraging. I've been to see different shows, and the crowds are always, really cheerful, and no one's there with their arms crossed going, entertain me. They're just happy that someone's creating something, and it's just a wonderful vibe.
That's fantastic.
Ambiance.
So you're all ready for tonight, your big preview.
I am.
Now, I mean, so you lived in Paris for a long time. I mean, four years. That would just be a dream to me because I love Paris. What was some of your more crazy moments in Paris?
You told me I couldn't swear or say anything too inappropriate. A lot of them. So I will just say nothing and smile politely. It was almost a bit of a nightmare. I'd moved 13 times. I had 13 different apartments. Because of, I talk about it in the show, my ups and downs and sort of thing. You know, I had a French boyfriend. It was wonderful. He was going to teach me French and I was going to teach him English. And then he ended up speaking English. And a lot of lost in translation things got me in trouble. Again, a lot of them are in the show, so you'll have to come see it.
So I'll sing
for no reason. But I went out a lot. I was determined to speak French, so I'd go out to a bar by myself and I'd meet certain people here and end up at, you know, some really strange, dodgy places at very crazy o'clock in the morning. And everything was just
crazy.
It was wonderful. It wasn't always, you know, a positive experience, but, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Yeah, I think I always found that if you said parlez-vous anglais to someone, they were fine. And it's like, as long as they understood that you didn't speak English, speak French, sorry, that they were more than happy to speak English to you. And I didn't understand how people thought Parisians were rude. I didn't think they were rude. Do you get that perception that Parisians aren't rude or are rude?
I don't think they're rude, no. I think the people that say that go there expecting them to speak English. And like you say, if you make an effort, if you just say bonjour, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
If you just say, you know, make an idiot of yourself, parlez-vous anglais? And they'll be happy to, well, speak to you in English. But if you spoke to them in English, they'll then speak to you in French. And I'm like, but I'm speaking in French. You're speaking to me in English. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
And that's I kind of go through. This story is a narrative. It started out more of a lecture to teach you a little few things in French. And then it ended up being my story. So I tried to fit in. And I try to kind of dress like them and act like them. And, you know, I always wear a lot of colours and I've got my little cat brooch on today. And they're very discreet, very discreet. And so they're very, you know, not as colourful out there as I am.
Yeah.
And then I realised that wasn't me. And why was I trying to fit in? And it comes to the conclusion, I don't want to give her the ending, but yeah, I'm just kind of be yourself. Like, I tried to fit in with them and I'm like, why am I fitting in? Because I'm different. And that's a good thing. You should celebrate your differences.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
sort of my little story there. But
awesome.
No,
yeah. Now, your show, it's called, once again, The Anglophone and Other Offensive Instruments. It is tonight, tomorrow, and also Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Oui, c'est vrai.
Oui. So now it is, what time is it on?
7:15. 19:15.
Beautiful. It's a 1-hour show. And where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets by going to the website, melbournefringe.com.au.
Yep. That's the one.
Or you can rock up to the Tux Cat. There's a cool bar there. There's ping pong. I'll be playing ping pong, not with a bat. And you just buy tickets at the bar as well.
Excellent. So once again, Tuxedo Cat, the puffer fish. So that will be tonight and Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:15. So make sure you rock up. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun show.
Be magnifique. Yeah.
Thank you. Merci bien.
Merci. Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jack. And good luck.
Thank you.
Break legs.
You are on the Brekkie Bears. Don't break too many legs.
It's a term, Luke.
Is it?
It's a theatre term.
It's like chookers.
Yeah.
It's like that. Same thing, yeah?
They say merde in French. Merde.
Yeah.
That means good luck.
Good. What's French
for... I thought that meant something else.
Well, it does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. What's French for chookers?
Merde.
Oh, merde. Okay,
yeah,
good.
To say, like, you don't say a break a leg, you just go, merde.
Well, then, massive merde to you, then. And
big, stinking bugger merde.
You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.